The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Start spreading. Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Friday. It is April 12th. And I am joined here this morning by Janet Cimarelli. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Al.
It's a beautiful day here in Margate, and the purpose of this show is to bring to you the best information possible that you will receive when it comes to helping you help your health. Health is most important to everybody, and I think by people listening to the show on a weekly basis every Friday, you're going to learn a whole lot how you can help yourself. Janet Cimarelli, of course, is here to answer any questions you may have. She's here 4 days a week. She's here today from 12 to 5, Saturday 12:30 to 5:30, Tuesday 12 to 5, and Wednesday, Thursday from 11 until 3. So if you have any questions about your health concerns, please feel free to stop in and see Janet. There is no charge, and she'll spend whatever time necessary to help you overcome your health challenges. And again, as I pointed out, the purpose of the radio show is to bring to you a wealth of information. And we're very fortunate today to have with us an educator, a formulator, and a woman who has spent years researching the benefits of herbs. And I think herbs go back probably thousands upon thousands of years ago when they were first used. And today we find that the beneficial uses of herbs are even expanding. So let me welcome our very special guest today, Miss Autumn Summers. Good morning, Autumn.
Good morning, Al and Janet. Thanks for having me on.
Well, it is a pleasure to have you with us. I know we've had you on in the past, and we've gotten great feedback about the information you were able to share with us. Tell our listeners first, where are you speaking to us from?
Sure. I'm from about an hour north of San Francisco, and in a little town called Sebastopol. And so it's bright and early and beautiful here today. It sounds like it's a great day out there in Florida as well. But I work with Herb Farm, the herbal extract company that's based in Southern Oregon.
And that's part of the same country that you're in right now, the West Coast.
That's right. I'm on the West Coast.
Well, I know that you're 3 hours behind us, so we welcome you to the show. And we want to learn a little bit about some of the Herb Farm products that have been available here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, as well as other retailers that carry the line of Herb Farm, which I think is the premier line of liquid herbs. And Janet, if you'd like to start, we can check with Autumn to see which particular product you'd like to speak about first.
Okay, well, some area of health and well-being that I'm questioned about a lot has to do with immune support. And there are so many different herbal categories with regard to supporting your immune system. And I think that there might be people out there who could be concerned. Maybe they have allergies and they don't want to overstimulate their immune system. So the idea of support and foundational aspects with regard to immune function without overstimulating. So we have in front of us Herb Farm olive extract and cat's claw and astragalus. So is there one that you'd like to start with?
Sure, that's great. And you're right, you know, it can be confusing with all the options. So, yeah, let's start with astragalus. That's such a great herb. And so I'm sure your listeners and customers have heard of this, or if they haven't, it's a Chinese, it's based from the Chinese traditional materia medica or medicine system. And it's this root of a plant in the pea family. It has a kind of a mild taste, and it's actually more of a tonic, one of our deep kind of immune system support herbs. And I think you bring up an interesting question. It's like, oh, is there a way with herbs to overstimulate or overdo it? And it would depend on the herb. This is one that actually is traditionally used long-term, and it falls into a little bit more of a almost a food in its use. So it can be used like all throughout the immune season, or even if you're just feeling like, oh, I really need that support. It's like building up your force field in a way you could think about. Or, you know, if you have a house and you know, for your house you have a security system, you know, and you want to have that be secure. Astragalus really helps so that in a way, like with your security system, you know, a burglar isn't going to be able to get in. And it's known as a superior tonic, used for really rebuilding that depleted immune activity. And you're not going to overdo it with astragalus. It'd be very hard to do that. It is one. It also has an affinity, besides for the whole immune system, for the lungs in particular. So I have seen people who are getting over, recovering from a cold that really settled in their lungs, and they, you know, they were over that acute phase and really, but still had that lingering cough and just didn't feel well, didn't feel back up to speed. And astragalus really was the thing that brought them back to feeling much better and feeling like themselves and really cleared up the cough. It's usually not one thought to be used during that acute phase. There could be times when you would do that, but in general, you're using it before, hopefully so you don't catch something, or in that recovery phase, because it's such a deep tonic in a way. So that's how I think of astragalus. And like I said, it has a mild, very mild flavor. A lot of these more tonic herbs in general, these long-term herbs, are going to usually have a milder flavor, or some of the ones we use for that acute phase to be like, wow, that's a really strong tasting herb. You know, you take it and sometimes maybe hold your nose, but you know it's really good for you, or it's just, it has a stronger flavor. So that's astragalus.
Well, let me ask you a question about astragalus.
Yeah,
can a child use astragalus?
Say that
I'm
again.
I'm talking about a child somewhere between 5 and 10 years old.
Are there trials that use it? There's actually quite a number of trials. I'd have to look them up, but I've read a number of things, even with, you know, people recovering from chemotherapy and that type of a thing, because it does support the immune system so well, and it really does. I have seen studies, even people going through, like, intensive treatments where they were using some of these Chinese herbs like astragalus or other herbs, and they just came out of those intensive treatments well, you know, better off than before. And you can look on PubMed, is a really great resource. It's just a general resource for studies. And you can put in astragalus, and you'll see a number of studies with that herb.
Well, for building up the immune system, is this used 3 times a day, 4 times a day, once a day?
Yes, you know, so in that case, let's say you're just building up. It's like basically you're feeling well, but it's like, oh, I'm working in a store and people are coming in sick, or I'm a teacher or something. You could do it twice a day. That would be fine. And we have it in the liquid extract. It's one dropper full per dose. So you just squeeze that dropper. You could take some in the morning, take some in the afternoon or in the evening. Feel like, oh, I've actually been exposed more, or I'm just feeling like I could use extra support, then you could do that 3 to 4 times a day. But on that long-term basis, I would do it 1 to 2, you know, 2 times a day would be great. That would be totally fine.
I think you have certainly helped so many of our listeners, because with the trail end, so to speak, of the cold and flu season, I do see a lot of people who they're feeling fine. They have recovered, and the lingering cough is an issue. So astragalus, very, very helpful for that final recovery aspect from a cold. So if people out there are dealing with a lingering cough and you're taking cough drops and maybe you're taking honey and lemon and still the cough lingers, here's a very, very high quality answer for you, Herb Farm astragalus. Okay, do you have a choice that you would like to make between olive and cat's claw extracts?
Sure, let's go to cat's claw. Cat's claw is one that comes from South America, and it has some anti-inflammatory effects and certainly a stronger immune effect. It's usually you're going to be using this for when you're actually dealing with something a little more intensive. There's some folks are putting it in their Lyme formula for Lyme's disease. We certainly aren't, we can't make any claims about that, but you do see that on the internet, and Stephen Buhner also talking about that. And it really, it's not specific as far as anyone can tell. It's more that it's just so supportive for the immune system. And also there's some research about it helping with some joint pain, and which of course can be one of the symptoms of Lyme. But traditionally, so when you look at the ethnobotany, you get that joint pain and kind of irritation, and kind of, again, it has some of that chemoprotective property as well, like you, which you would get from a little bit from astragalus, you know, and if you're taking a treatment that's intensive to your body. So, that's the cat's claw, and so that one I would use more for a specific type of condition, especially if it's kind of immune and joint related. Not one I would take necessarily as a preventative in the same way as I would astragalus. It's just a little stronger, a little more specific in that way, but certainly has its place in herbal medicine. And again, that one would be a dropper full, you know, for more of a condition that you're trying to work with, you know, three times a day. And often, you know, we're talking about single herbs, but, you know, often you'd be blending it with something else that would also, just like with all of them, you can take them as a single, but it's you get even more benefits usually when you're blending them with appropriate herbs. So looking at what your other symptoms are, potentially with a cat's claw or with astragalus. Like we have astragalus in a lot of our blends. We sell cat's claw as a single. So that's so how I
saying,
think about using it.
Autumn, you're saying that these can be combined to help strengthen the immune system. Is that, in essence, what we do?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. And I hadn't mentioned that with the astragalus, but we have that in a number of our blends, like our daily immune builder. So it's there with reishi mushroom as well. The cat's claw, we also sell astragalus on its own. So you have that option. We also sell cat's claw on its own. And you have that option to find which herb to blend it with depending on your symptoms.
And that music you hear in the background is a little bit of a notice to us that it's time for us to take a break here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center with Mr. Al Foreman, and joining us by phone, our very special guest, Autumn Summers, and we're talking about Herb Farm herbal extracts and very specific health benefits that you can achieve using these extracts. Stay tuned, more to come.
Are you taking the recommended supplements meant to address specific health issues? If you've not been able to reach your health goals, maybe the supplements don't have the biological activity necessary. Discuss with me, Janet Cimarelli, the specific nutrients for your health issues. Quality supplements and focused nutrient dosages make a world of difference. To achieve your health goals, come to Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. Our excellent staff has combined experience well over 100 years. You get the very best supplements at the very best prices. Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655.
Save-A-Lot has the entire spectrum of products to support your good health. Let's begin with those choices of organic foods at Save-A-Lot. Minimize your exposure to artificial chemicals found in fertilizers, pesticides, and GMOs. Choose organic foods and support your good health as well as supporting ethical food practices. Come into Save-A-Lot and see your organic food choices at great prices. The best prices. 3105 North State Road 7, Margate. 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Plaza. 754-307-1655.
Is the visit. Is that where you are, Stuart?
Yes, I am. I landed last night from Rhode Island, and I was in Orlando earlier in the week, just nonstop on the road. As we were saying before we went to break, none of us have seen anything like this in all of our tenure in the natural product space. The craze around St. John's wort, when that came out, even all the goji berry stuff, the Dr. Oz effect, all of those things would start and then stop. There were a few that truly maintained. Al, you were one of the first people to turn me on to coenzyme Q10. You were way ahead of that, and you knew that that was going to have a long shelf life. But it appears as if this endocannabinoid system that the hemp extracts with CBD can speak to are able to help tonify the body, bringing us back into homeostasis. So what I wanted to quickly address, Janet, if you don't mind, I want to talk quickly, if you don't mind, about why the balm worked so quickly in your skin. The reason I want to talk about that is I was a real naysayer of that product, and I'll tell you why. When I first got here, you know, I'm so obsessed with science, I couldn't prove putting that on your skin did anything. People were buying it, and I thought it was placebo effect. So we sent the balm to a big pharmaceutical company, and they were going to show me how they could turn it into something that would penetrate through the derma like topical estrogen or testosterone. And they made this drug for us out of our oil and said, here's what you really want. And, Janet, it didn't work. It didn't work. It went right through the skin into the body, and you just didn't feel it. And then years later, we figured it out. The reason our topical balm relieved the pain in your hand, in your wrist, is you have Nrf receptors, the master antioxidant receptors in the skin. They're TRPV receptors. That's what lidocaine works on. And then you have CB1 and CB2 receptors actually in the skin.
Wow.
So the combination of that is why it relieved your pain.
It's amazing. It's amazing that it works so quickly and that the progression keeps on benefiting the discomfort. It's amazing. And I see it over and over and over again with the people who come and see me. And, you know, maybe they've got wrist problems from working on the computer. Maybe they're golfers. Maybe they're tennis players like me. Whatever their joint or muscle discomfort, so many people with shoulder pain and neck pain, and they get relief. So now we know the science behind it.
And also, that's one of the products we'll be giving away free today.
Wow.
From 11 to 2. So if you have any joint pain that, as Janet pointed out, if you're a tennis player, maybe even a golfer, that may have had difficulty with different parts of your body with pain, stop in and get a sample of the CBD balm. And it does come in two strengths. It comes in a regular and it comes in an extra strength. Why the
and
two different strengths?
They're really different products completely, and I need to point it out because if you've noticed with our labeling, Janet, we don't say anything on our label, keeping it real squeaky clean for FTC and FDA, and so you have to listen to shows like this and go in to talk to Janet to figure out what they do. The red label, the first balm that we made, is the raw extract of the hemp plant grown in Holland. It's the seed, the stem, and the stalk. And it has yet to be activated. It's in what we call raw, pre decarboxylation state. I know that's a complicated tongue twister. It's the way the cannabinoids, Al, when you were asking about CBD and I said it doesn't occur in nature, CBD occurs as CBDA. So type that into your search engine and learn about the difference between CBDA and CBD. Now, there are over 100 of these cannabinoids, and now that we all know this is here to stay, we're going to get used to this weird new language. CBDA works at the COX-2 pathway, the same target as aspirin. It also appears to have a real powerful germicidal property. So eczema and psoriasis that have an inflammatory and potential germ connection is what the red topical balm is for. Janet, has anyone used that by any chance? Do you have anyone that's used the red balm?
I do have some people who are have chosen the red, yes.
Okay, so that's really what the difference is. So I want people to know for pain and swelling, go for the gold. For
okay.
Topical issues like eczema and psoriasis, use the raw. Now, we will be, over time, producing more material that helps to explain all of this. But in the meantime, you can make an appointment with Janet.
We also have the brochures from CV Sciences that we can give out as well, Stuart, explaining some of the products that are available here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center.
That's true, Al. However, only on your radio show are we able to say the things that I really want to say. So there's nothing in the literature that really helps to delineate the difference, gold for pain and the red one for eczema and psoriasis.
Well, that's the advantage of listening to the show. And if you miss any part of the show that we're broadcasting right now, it's going to be replayed tomorrow at 4 o'clock on WSBR 740 AM. And also, if you go to our website, www.SaveALotNutritionCenters.com, that's all one word, we archive all the shows. So this show that you're listening to today will be on our website no later than Monday. And you can listen to it to as many times as you like until you've gathered all the information that Stuart is sharing with us today.
An interesting little bit about pain and swelling, choose the gold. Eczema, psoriasis, choose the red. Works on the COX-2 situation. One of the things that's possibly important for people to know, when they have arthritic pain and a particular joint is swollen, there's an accumulation of fluid around that joint. And in many cases, when physicians withdraw that fluid, there are infectious microorganisms in that fluid. So the potential, if you have a chronically swollen knee or elbow, something like that, where you know that fluid has accumulated, the red may be beneficial because it has the potential to pass through all of those layers of skin and actually potentially get to the germ that is causing the pain, the inflammation, and the dysfunction in that joint.
Stuart, if
Janet,
can,
go ahead, Al.
No, I was going to say, whenever you're ready, we can move on and talk about the other forms of CBD that are available. I know in experience here at Save-A-Lot, we've had people use the spray and the drops to help ease tension and stress. And if they did have pain, it kind of calmed it right down.
Yes, I absolutely want to jump into that because anxiety and stress is what's plaguing the country. I want to address one thing that Janet just said that is so interesting. It is so insightful because my personal physician, Dr. Roby Mitchell, known as Dr. Fit, F-I-T-T, you can check him out online and see what he's all about. He was one of the very early advocates, like Dr. Ingram was, about destroying all the yeast and fungus that can get out of control, going back to the yeast connection and even Doug Kaufman stuff. And when I sent him the CBD, the plus CBD oil, the CB Sciences products, the first thing that he said to me was, he said, Stuart, this is one wicked germ killer. So he took the raw extracts and put them in petri dishes with every different kind of bug and germ that he could. So all of the phenolic compounds, the beta-caryophyllene that comes from black pepper, the grossamide that comes from the shells of the seeds that are in there, all have these potent, protective and even some anti-cancer properties. So you're right, Janet, there's a potent germ-killing aspect to this also getting into the gut and helping to rebalance that gut microbiota balance in there that can also help keep somebody in a weird state of, you know, septic shock from having the wrong balance in them. So I'm really glad that you said that. But anxiety, Al, stress, that seems to be the low-hanging fruit now for everybody. That's the number one use for the product is anxiety, depression, and then pain. So it has a tremendous effect on calming the brain. One of the things I love about it is it does not dampen responses to emotional stimuli in healthy adults. I'll just speak for myself. I don't usually get this personal, but, you know, I've been sober for over 20 years, and I don't want anything that's going to dampen my response to emotional stimuli, okay? And so I personally love this product because it helps me respond to stress more effectively without clouding my cognitive function or making me feel high in any way, shape, or form. So it's really beautiful to know that the products don't alter the response to emotional stimuli, nor do they produce Valium-like effects in healthy human subjects? Meaning if you're not stressed out and you take a bunch of CBD, you might just get sleepy instead of getting the relaxation that people that are stressed out get. Al, did I lose you?
On and off, yeah. Okay, you're back. All right. Any particular product that you are suggesting for anxiety and stress, Stuart?
Well, I've been trying to simplify this, Janet, and you know how complicated this conversation is. So I want to try this out with you live on the air. The red product is for inflammation. The green product is for stress. And the gold product is for pain.
Okay.
So if you're dealing with anxiety or stress, try the green product and see what kind of results you get. Janet? Janet?
We're with you, Stuart, but you keep fading in and out.
Sorry, maybe that's the California connection. I'll tell them to get the phones fixed.
Educational meetings, expert advice, information directed at achieving wellness rather than merely treating symptoms. This is just a glimpse of what you will find at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. If achieving health goals has been eluding you, discuss your health issues with me, Janet Cimarelli. Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center was founded on the principle that good health does not mean sacrificing your budget. Learn how we do things differently at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers. We concentrate our efforts on supporting wellness with the highest quality supplements at the very best of the best prices. Come save a lot of your money at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 754-307-1655, 754-307-1655.
Looking for quality groceries at great discount prices? Look no more. You can find the brands you know at the very best prices at Save-A-Lot, and always at the best prices. EDLP prices, everyday low prices. I said everyday low prices. That's right. EDLP everyday low prices. Come in, see for yourself, see the great selection, and be amazed at the prices. Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers, 3105 North State Road 7, Margate. Go to SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. That's SaveALotNutritionCenters.com.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. Very sorry for some of the technical difficulties that we're having here, but we'll try and hopefully get it all straightened out so you can hear the show in its entirety and not miss anything of any importance with Stuart Tonk. Stuart, if we can go back to some of the products that you feel are best for stress and anxiety and how to use them, because I'm looking at drops, I'm looking at spray, looking at drops in different denominations of what's inside the bottle, and of course I'm looking at the new product, the gummies, as well as the gold formula in the gel caps. So can we differentiate between some of them?
Yes, and it can be very challenging, and I'm going to do everything I can to simplify it. Let's start with 50,000 feet. On average, most people will be taking about 10 milligrams of CBD contained in the hemp extract per day. So the way that we used to say 1,000 milligrams of fish oil containing 180 milligrams of EPA and 120 right. milligrams of DHA would be basic, right?
Yeah, that's the way we used to say it. That's the way we used to say it. So now you're saying that by using one dose, you're talking about 10 milligrams of CBD.
Yeah, the average person is going to need around 10 milligrams per day. So I want everybody to know that the range is not between 10 to thousands of milligrams. No, for health and well-being, maybe 10, 20 milligrams, 30 milligrams maximum. But on average, people will take about 10 milligrams per day. Now,
right, so
the
now,
reason that they're... Say it again?
No, I would, go ahead. Finish what you're saying, because I wanted to ask you about the gummies.
Well, the gummies are the best-tasting, fastest way to get a response from the product. So you want to be careful with starting with the gummies, because you will keep eating them. They're 5 milligrams per gummy. So unless you have some discipline, you may not want to start with the gummies right away because they taste so great. Now, some people, they want to have both the CBD anti-anxiety experience and they want something that tastes great, so they just go for the gummies. But be careful. Don't keep eating those until the entire container is gone. You will be too relaxed. You do not need to do that. So we did that on purpose. If you noticed, Al, there's no balloons. There's no kids things. We made the gummies look more like a dietary supplement. There's no indication that it's for children. So be very aware that that product tastes like candy, and so you might take a whole lot more hemp extract than you budgeted for.
Well, that's one of my questions coming up. How do students that are either in high school or college deal with CBD?
I think it's an important question. We put on our label 18 or older because of our legal guidance. I would say, parents, go into your doctor's offices, ask her about CBD for anxiety and hemp extracts for ADHD, for focus, for attention. There are a few great papers on PubMed.gov, but if you're a parent and you want to find a natural alternative to dangerous drugs, you may really benefit from some of these hemp extracts. They are getting great reviews, and people are using them for focus and attention. CBD speaks to the serotonin receptors, and it elevates. It speaks to the TRP receptors in the brain. It is not psychoactive at all. It elevates the brain. It does not sedate.
All right. I have two other questions related to that. One is, how young of a child can you give the CBD drops to?
Well, we are being very careful on our label. We're saying 18 or older. However, if you're a parent and you get the product and you bring it into your pediatrician's office, Al, you probably know this, and Janet, I think I've told you this before, we spend half of our time at the professional doctor's shows,
right?
Meaning A4M, all the integrative medical shows where our experts are presenting and I'm always working the booth. The reason is we want to inspire physicians to learn about this so that when they listen to your radio show, for example, and go into the office, we can help close that loop. So don't be afraid. There's a great book. If you're a concerned parent, write this down. The Medicinal Power of Cannabis by John Hicks, H-I-C-K-S, M-D, John Hicks, H-I-C-K-S. He used our product, Al, with thousands of children. And I'll tell you what he did. I'm not a doctor, but I'll tell you what he did, okay? He used our 100-milligram spray, the $22 product, the cheapest product. And he said, Stu, less is more with kids. They only need a tiny little bit, a couple of sprays, and you get this tonifying a balancing of this master control system that hijacks the nervous system. Only a very small amount. So if you want to learn more, read The Medicinal Power of Cannabis by John Hicks, H-I-C-K-S, M-D, and he used the 100-milligram spray. He liked the peppermint, a couple of little sprays, and he saw tremendous results. But please, do that in consultation with your primary care physician.
Oh, that's definitely important information. And the spray does come in peppermint, vanilla, and unflavored. Is that correct?
Yes, and some people like the unflavored. I have an unflavored and unsweetened coming. The sweetener that we've selected is monk fruit because it's a very popular new way to, you know, get some sweet flavor without any, you know, giant spike in glycemic index. At least it appears that way. So we do have an unflavored and unsweetened coming. So I know it's confusing, Al. When someone comes in and they look at all of those products, they seem overwhelmed. So that's why I said let's start with 10 milligrams on average. We've learned about the balm, what Janet reported, the relief and pain. I'm hearing that people like to try the topical balm first if they're very conservative, new to this, or even a bit scared, and they want to have that experience of rubbing the balm on the knees, having the pain go away, rubbing it on the back, having the pain go away, and feeling better before they attempt to try to take some of the internal products. That might be a really good way to help anybody that's nervous. Now, if you're more daring, you can get those gummies. They're delicious. Have you noticed, Janet, that they taste like pepper a little bit? Have you noticed that, Al? They taste like pepper?
Well, the ones that the two flavors I've tried, the cherry and the mango, I think it is, are very pleasant to me, and I have no
Janet,
problem.
Janet, did you notice a little note of pepper in there at all?
I have to tell you I didn't, but I can tell people that they are incredibly good tasting, and yes, I think that one of the things people might say, oh, I have a little something for something sweet, and they pop one of the gummies. You have to be very careful not to do too much. You want to pay attention to that guideline that you mentioned of 10 milligrams a day, and certainly keeping in mind 30 milligrams max.
Well, we also have Chris DeRoma here, and you'll be able to get samples of the gummies by coming in today from 11 to 2. Janet is available today to answer any questions that you may have from 12 to 5. Tomorrow she will not be here, but she'll be back on Tuesday again. Her regular hours of 12 to 5 on Tuesday. She'll be here on Thursday from 11 to 3, Friday from 12 to 5, and Saturday she'll be here from 12:30 to 5:30, but not this particular Saturday. She has an engagement that had to be taken care of first. But getting back to the CBD, Stuart, let's say we live in an older population over here, and we have loved ones that are lost. When I say lost, they pass away, and that people undergo a great deal of disruption in their life when that happens. Which of the CBD products do you recommend and the dosage on that?
Well, if you're really going through a hard time, and I have personally, I mean, I'm the guy that always says I've never had a bad day in my life, you know, and that's usually a mask for other stuff that's going on. So anyone struggling with depression and anxiety and just a sense of impending doom, try the gold soft gel. Really, try the gold soft gel. One of its mechanisms of action is it can stop some hyperactive dopaminergic signaling, and it can also support the GABA receptors. That gold soft gel, which is our most potent product, it actually enhances the natural calming of your body's neurotransmitter that's meant to keep you balanced, the GABA receptor. CBD enhances the natural binding of the GABA your body makes to the master system to keep you calm. So if you really want to feel better, like the product to try is that gold soft gel if you are in that state, Al. So remember that if you are perfectly healthy, start very low and very slow because your endocannabinoid system is not being taxed. I was looking forward to try to contextualize it in a new way today. Why don't we think about it like this? Stress is anti-neurogenic. Wouldn't you say that? It kills brain cells, Janet. Is that fair enough?
Absolutely, and it is an area that I have been trying to communicate to people for years, that you love every brain cell that you have, and you want to make sure you're doing absolutely everything that you can do to keep those brain cells happy. So stress, very aptly put, gets rid of those brain cells, overworks them, and then they expire.
Is there a
and
max
that's what
dosage
these products
to it?
Do. Go ahead, Al.
Is there a max dosage that people should be concerned about taking it?
Well, if you get over, say, 200 milligrams of CBD per day, there are reports of somnolence, which is sort of daytime sleepiness. And if you are taking multiple different medications, the more CBD you take, the more you disrupt the metabolism of the drugs that you're taking. CBD induces the parts of the liver that break down your drugs, hijacks them, so they're busy breaking down the cannabinoids, you see? And so then the drugs are floating around for a lot longer. So that's why 10, 20 milligrams a day is really a pro-neurogenic modulator. I want people to start thinking about this as a way to rescue brain cells. If you add a tiny bit of microbiota diversity, get a good healthy diet, take some probiotics, move around a little bit. You know, when you walk, walking makes neurons. Hippocampal neurogenesis. Walking makes neurons. If you take the gold plus CBD oil and just go outside and start walking, take some more probiotics, right? Try to get some more greens into your diet. You're going to rescue yourself from yourself. We're all suffering from long-term changes in cognitive function. You nailed it, Al. There's so much stress, then loss, crisis. It kills brain cells. We don't think properly. I want people to start thinking about hemp extracts as pro-neurogenic modulators that are rescuing you from the stress and brain damage that you're doing to yourself.
All right. There are people that have very stressful positions in their business world, whether they are a teacher, whether they're an attorney, whether they're a policeman, but a whole different variety of different parts of our industry, our country, are made up of people doing different things that are stressful. Is there from the time they get up until they go to sleep at night?
Well, with this music, it means that that's great here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. Stay tuned. More to come with our special guest, Stuart Tom. Don't forget, there's all kinds of freebies happening right now at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. Stay tuned. More to come.
Educational meetings, expert advice, information directed at achieving wellness rather than merely treating symptoms. This is just a glimpse of what you will find at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. If achieving health goals has been eluding you, discuss your health issues with me, Janet Cimarelli. Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center was founded on the principle that good health does not mean sacrificing your budget. Learn how we do things differently at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers. We concentrate our efforts on supporting wellness with the highest quality supplements at the very best of the best prices. Come save a lot of your money at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Center, 754-307-1655, 754-307-1655.
Jana Juice gives you the antioxidant protection that is so important to support the health of your cells. Two easy-to-swallow capsules help to minimize the damage for free radicals, energize on a cellular level, enhance your immune response, all with two capsules per day. Come into Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers and learn more. 3105 North State Road 7, Margate, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Plaza. Come in today. 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Friday. It is the 5th of April. And we're listening to Mr. Stuart Tong talk about the benefits, the many benefits of CBD from a company called CV Sciences. And we continually learn more of the benefits of what CBD can do for the body. I want to remind everybody that Janet Cimarelli is available today, Friday, from 12 to 5. She will not be here tomorrow. She will return on Tuesday from 12 to 5 and back again on Thursday from 11 to 12. And Thursday from 3, Friday 12 to 5. And, of course, being here Saturday from 12:30 to 5:30. And the store is open today until 7 o'clock. We open tomorrow, Saturday, from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. And if you missed any part of this show, you can tune in tomorrow at 4 o'clock on
WWE.com. Yeah, I think it's Al's mic. So I want people to try to think of these products like pro-neurogenic modulators. What does that mean? They're going to help your brain. They're going to rescue your brain from stress. So 10 milligrams is probably the average dose. So whether you use the red, the green, or the gold label, they're just different concentrations of the hemp extract. And so I don't want to compare this to alcohol. However, I'm going to compare it to alcohol. Each product will have a different percentage of the actives relative to the other material. Some stuff will be relatively low in concentration, like the red label, and the gold label is the highest concentration. So low, medium, high concentration. So people need to have a healthy ability to respond to stress, and that's where we're failing. So these plus CBD oil products, they are our solution to help you deal with stress, to help you update your network, to improve your connections, and to regain your power. Because ultimately, a healthy life means you have a healthy endocannabinoid system, and plus CBD oil can help you take the stress away.
Stuart, I got a question. One of the concerns that people have, young people in their 20s, that may have a job that require urine testing, they're concerned because the product comes from hemp. Is there an amount that they have to be concerned about if they were going for a urine test to show that they're using drugs?
Okay. Yes, yes, yes. There are still issues here. Please avoid hemp seeds, hemp seed oil, certainly no secondhand pot smoke, and don't take these products because they're still working that out. Now, if you go to your HR department ahead of time, go to consumerlab.com, consumerlab.com. They have a product review. You have to pay for it, so I can't send this out for free. But there's information in there about drug testing, Al. And it says the U.S. military forbids the use of any hemp-based products. So if your job requires that you not fail a drug test, please do not consider hemp products until we have fought the fight. We're fighting it right now. We know CBD is different than THC. You don't want to be defensive. the second you're defending yourself, you've already lost. So if your job requires that you not fail a drug test, wait on the sidelines. We'll have it figured out soon.
All right. That's good information to know. And the advice that you would give to people trying it for the first time, would you say that it should apply like with the kids' dose, less is better?
The ideal way, and I did see your email as well, Al, here, the ideal way, if you're patient, if you're going to be, say, a patient and go see Janet or another healthcare provider, what you said, low and slow, you go in and buy the $22 spray bottle, the little green spray bottle. You take two sprays the first day, then three sprays, then four sprays, then five sprays. You will find your number. The average is about 10 milligrams. Two sprays gives you 1 milligram. If you're methodical, patient, and you have some time, start low and go slow and save money. If you have no time because you're in pain, break glass and go for the gold. Get the gummies. Eat two of those. Get one gold soft gel. That's 15 milligrams. That's the top dose. So I just want you to know you won't make a mistake unless you stop searching for your perfect number. Some people prefer the green. Some people prefer the red. Some people prefer the gold. That's up to you to find out which products work best for you.
Well, I'm looking at the bottle of plus CBD oil in a goji blueberry flavor that says extra strength, and it says 5 milligrams CBD per serving, and the serving size is 15 drops. In the bottle of a 2-ounce bottle I'm looking at, there's 160 servings. So if someone were taking just 15 drops a day, you're looking about somewhere around over a four, maybe a close to a five-month supply. Is that correct?
Oh, it's stunning. No, this is a value. That's why we're growing 3,000 acres of hemp, and the more we grow, the more the price can come down. We needed to come up with something that was going to solve global problems. We're also a pharmaceutical company, too. We're making a drug with CBD to help people with smokeless tobacco addiction. No, this is no joke. We're looking for a scalable way to ease the suffering of the world, and we're starting right here in our backyard.
All right, and I'm also looking at the spray, the Cafe Mocha Extra Strength, which is 3 milligrams of CBD per serving, and two sprays are one serving. And there's, again, 160 servings per container for the 2-ounce bottle.
Now, the difference between those two products, Al, I don't think I've ever said this, it takes 10 kilos of the green extract to make 3 kilograms of the gold extract. So think of the gold like a super concentrated EPA and DHA fish oil. We lose a lot of material making that gold. There's a lot of shrinkage, a ton of it, because we're taking out the chlorophyll and the plant sterols. All the water-loving stuff is being removed. So that gold is triple concentrated. So if you're really dealing with treatment-resistant issues, you've got fibromyalgia, you've got chronic fatigue, you just don't feel right and you need to feel better, that's what that gold soft gel is for. You might get there with the drops, 1, 2, 3, 4 at a time, but if you're impatient, you can just take the gold soft gel.
Well, I've used those gold soft gels and they are fabulous. I mean, they work in no time at all, no more than a half hour, and my stress level has gone down dramatically. And this particular
product, we sold $7 million worth of just that SKU last year. We did $48 million in sales last year, and you can't advertise anywhere. Let me say that again. We did $48 million in sales last year, and you cannot advertise anywhere. The product must work, right? We sold that gold soft gel, $7 million of just that one product last year. It delivers on the promise. For $2 per soft gel, that's the most effective natural medicine I've seen in 30 years of hawking supplements.
Well, when you mentioned $2 per soft gel, that's not the case here at Save-A-Lot. Just want you to know that.
This
particular
better deal.
Product, well, just to give our listeners an idea, we sell it for $62.99 for this particular product, which is 60 soft gels of 15 milligrams each. So you're looking at a little over a dollar a piece for
wow,
value.
Come on.
I'm not kidding you.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Well,
that's a
and
deal.
That applies to all the other CBD products that we have here from CB Sciences. Plus, you get an additional 10% off the CBD line from CB Sciences, as you would with all the other products we have here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. So you're saving an additional 10% off our everyday low prices. And again, we are open today until 7 o'clock. And from 11 o'clock until 2 o'clock, we have Chris DeRoma here giving away samples and literature about the CV Sciences products that are available. And you'll have an opportunity to try them right away. And my own experience says that within 30 minutes, you'll know if it's going to work for you. And if it doesn't work, Stuart, do you recommend they try it again and again and again?
Yeah, you would know in just a few times. And after that, you know, give it a rest. Janet, unless you think otherwise, we've noticed people that have a deficiency in endocannabinoid signaling seem to respond relatively quickly to the intervention, correct?
I'm having a great deal of difficulty because I have dropped off the connection to the radio station and I'm on the phone and your voice, I know that when you're talking, but I cannot make out the words. So, I'm sorry. I missed the question.
But again,
so
as a reminder,
Alex, usually you'll respond very quickly.
Well, we'll let our listeners know they can rehear the show tomorrow afternoon, Saturday afternoon, 4 o'clock. On WSBR 740 AM. If you don't get the opportunity to do it tomorrow at 4 o'clock, you can do it starting Monday on our website, which is www.saveALotNutritionCenters.com. And Janet will be here today from 12 to 5 to answer any questions you may have. And Stuart, what is the last thought you want to leave us with?
This is not a wonder cure, but it's the most exciting way to relieve inflammation, stress, and pain that we've found yet. Go in and look at Chris right in the face and say, give me my sample, Smiley.
I have to tell you, Stuart, I have known you for a very, very long time, and I know that you're taking the CBD, and I know the level of stress that you're under with the travel schedule that you keep. I can hear the difference in your voice. You are changed man. Absolutely.
Woo!
So fabulous, exciting information that you share with us, but different level of intensity.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Stuart.
Okay,
take
lots
care.
Of love. Bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in again next Friday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or...